going to ask General Matisa just to refer his deputy DG, Mr. Sorote, as well as the regional persons. Maybe you can just address that, then I will take the next one. General Matisa, via you, Chair.
Thanks, General. Through you, Chairperson. We in Free State were dealing with Director Property Management, Mr. Justice Jabari, and at Head Office we're dealing with Mr. Paul Sorote, Head of Property Management Trading Entity within DPW. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. Then also the renovations. I would like to ask our two colleagues who visited also the offices yesterday to indicate what kind of renovation. Is it only a lift or what is it, so that we at least know whether it is livable until such time that SAPS will move out of there? And I think this is a very important message that we submit to the committee. The committee should not see the fact that we've mentioned the fact that there are renovations that SAPS would like to stay. SAPS would very much like to get out of that building as much as anybody else. So but it has been said in the email from DPW, so we have to address the question in this regard. Then, as well as we will then address the last one, also General Sitoli, I think as one of the users within SAPS on this building, you would also like to just indicate something regarding this matter. I think we go as far as that, and then lastly, I think we should discuss time frame, which is probably the most important aspect because it relates directly to implementation.
General Sitoli, you're welcome.
Thank you, Honorable Chair, Honorable Members. The visit was undertaken yesterday with the two delegates from DPWP, as indicated by General Matisa. The changes that are referred to, I must just indicate that the email comes from DPWP, doesn't come from SAPS. The noticeable changes that were there is the replacement of the lift, some minor issues regarding painting, and also tiling, which might not necessarily address the issues of the chief user, who is General Stoller, who will speak about that.
Sorry, General, there's a point of order.
Chair, I have a problem with this yesterday thing. Is it because you were coming here today then? Why the yesterday?
It is not because we were coming here. During the year, in terms of day-to-day maintenance of that building, Public Works is working together with the facility management of the province on the issues of day-to-day issues. They report, we log in calls with Public Works. But as I indicated, it might be minor issues that might not necessarily meet the specification in terms of the chief user. The noticeable one is the lift that has been replaced. And then also the letter that was sent or the email that was sent regarding that is from Public Works, not from the SAPS. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Mula, sorry, you want to also come in on that issue?
Yes, Chairperson. The mic is not working. I don't know what's happening. I, Chairperson, I've got a problem with this yesterday thing. Why all these years, from 2015 to 2017, why yesterday? Because today they know that they are coming here. They must give us a report. That is why yesterday they went there. It's wrong, Chairperson. You must tell them, no, it's wrong. Why yesterday? Why can't you say last month or... Because this thing is for the past 2 years.
Honorable Chair, in terms of the province, we are working together with Public Works. The day-to-day issues are reported. We go there continuously to assist PSS in terms of addressing those particular issues. The yesterday one was when the national DPWP delegate was there, and we accompanied him to that particular building. Thank you, Chair.
I want to know, was Mr. Sorote part of the delegation?
The delegation, Honorable Chair.
Honorable Bijo, the same issue, and then Honorable Mula.
Chairperson. In fact, according to how I'm observing the inputs from ourselves and from themselves, it's like the problem is lying with Public Works, and we are busy rebanametse hudimo asking them questions. Ilore bona they are doing their job, but the buck stops with the Public Works. And I should think our questions and response from them, it's useless according to me, because we know the culprits. These people are innocent. They are doing this.
So maybe you're giving them a blanket amnesty. I don't know.
No, I'm just telling the truth the way I see things, really. We are pinning things on subs, whereas there are culprits, Public Works. They can't move. It's the Public Works that must move so that they are able to execute their duties. So all what we are doing here, we are just doing it for the sake of saying we were in a portfolio committee. I should think this is not necessary, really. Public Works is the one that was supposed to be seated here, telling us precisely, in the presence of them, in the presence of them, so that they are able to say, no, Public Works is not that. Is that, you see, then we will resolve this thing. Otherwise, come 2019, this thing will still be there and will be gone. They'll come with another strategy for new people who know nothing about what happened during the fifth parliament. As the administration component is used to. That's why in some departments there's pasting of information. If you check the previous information, it's like precisely what is presented. That will be presented in the sixth term of this parliament. So I should think, let's be decisive. Let's deal with this thing accordingly. This is the wrong people to be asked questions we are asking. We are just wasting time.
No, I think there's pertinent questions that SAPS must answer, because they've got also a role as the client department. Can we just, Honourable Mula, you want to come in?
Thank you, Chairperson. I was going to propose that why can't you call the Public Works and the SAPS? Because now this doesn't help us.
No, we're going to call them next week. We're going to call Public Works, but let's give the responses. General Sithole.
Honourable Chair, Honourable Members, Deputy Minister and the Acting National Commissioner. Chair, I first wanted to correct the conditions, the improvement of the conditions. I'm sure there was a bit of a tough question about yesterday. They went to hold a meeting in the building. Coincidentally, they saw the lift that it was improved, but they didn't necessarily go to check. I think we have provided a protection and security user specification long ago for this building. The building did not meet the user specification, and that's what we raised. So it doesn't matter what else you can improve. The user specification is not met. So that's what is prompting us to go out of the building. At some stage, they phoned me while I was in the office. There was water in the whole of that building. It was leaking all over. And then they asked me, General, what we must do. So all I'm saying is we have agreed as subs that we would get out of the building. And the options that has been put forward, we said, yes, with minimal risk mitigation, let us do that so that we are then able to function normally. But what I wanted to put here, Chair, honorable members have spoken about the root cause. But I think the root cause is skewed police. And I want to suggest that we look at that, because no matter what we can do, the delegation is with Public Works. So policy hold us at ransom. because matters that relate to protection and security, they are all urgent as an incident occurs, and we must respond immediately. Then we must ask public works and be in their hands and wait for them to follow their own, that is, processes. I think General Skete has indicated they've got their own bid committee. We provide the user specification and it's operational orientated. They don't have the capacity in their committee to assess operational liability. Then they deviate from the specification. They do something else. We've got several cases of that. One is in National Parliament. We gave them a user specification for an X-ray machine. They opted for a Chinese model. It broke after 4 months. And the lifespan of an X-ray machine is 20 years. It's still sitting there in Parliament. We can't function. So my suggestion is maybe if the committee could also look at the policy part, because we will continue with this and where we must come and respond. If, say, for instance, they deviate from the specification, we go directly into operational risks. And at the moment the security breaches, we come alone to the committee and account why a security breach. But the cause is a public works policy process. So my view, if policy can be relooked at, and maybe those delegations that has got operational, agent operational implications, it's better if they sit with our ministry. I'm just saying this. And my recommendation, I also heard the honourable members speaking about the ministry. Obviously, our ministry still need an opportunity to listen on protection and security matters. We've got on our agenda of requested to brief both the acting national commissioner as well as the ministry. And I would therefore recommend then that after we brief our minister, one of the recommendations we'll make is an inter-ministerial intervention on this particular matter, so that it starts at policy and then it goes everywhere then it should be. And lastly, there's also a performance issue, which also impacts on police. If public works does not perform, we automatically do not. But then we must come and account here. We can't use public works. We must say why we did not perform. And there's no performance management system that holds them accountable. We are held accountable alone. That is my proposal, Chair. Thank you very much.
Thank you, General Stoll. I think that's a valuable suggestion. Deputy Minister, then Honorable Ramaphosa.
No. Thank you very much, President. I think, you know, this matter is broader than the single building that we're discussing. Is broader on question of the delivery capacity of the Department of Public Works vis-a-vis what's supposed to be the outcomes of the plans of SAPS. Let me give you a typical example because we're referring to one building. We are moving on the ground and our people are demanding police stations left and right. And who is responsible for building those police stations in relation to SAPS and the Department of Public Works? Department of Public Works will give you a 20-year period of building a police station. And then within that particular 20 years, the population of the Republic and even those areas is growing. You build that police station there as per specification of public works. Just next to that particular place, our people have grown up into thousands, and they are demanding another police station. It has been Kukuletu. Now, let's say, it's Polar Park. It was Sheikhs. And then human settlement intervened and built proper houses. And then, therefore, there also they need a police station, another 20 years. So we are dealing with a situation where there's a policy gap and a policy mismatch in terms of who delivers what at a particular time and who maintains these buildings. You found that SAPS is going to apply for a renovation of a police station. It's going to take
not less than 5 years. So these are constraints that subs would find themselves into and that they are supposed to be reporting in Parliament. Our people on the ground do not know the issue of public works and so forth. If they want the police station, they want it from the Department of Police. So these are the issues. So, but what I want us to suggest is to follow the proposal from Honorable Ramahlakane that there must be a ministerial intervention on this matter. Because that matter has been, because I just came here after the reshuffling. But I heard about this matter a long time ago of this building in the Free State. I don't know where I got this information before I became here in the police. So there is a problem, a deep-seated problem about this particular building that maybe we as members of parliament, we don't know what it is deep-seated and whose interest, in whose interest is the continuing occupation of the building that is a health hazard and a danger to our people. Because if that building can collapse one day, who is going to respond? So these are the issues that we need to investigate and check when our results. So I was going to say that I think the process that the committee must also, even if you're going to do it as a portfolio committee to discuss with public works, I think the letter from the committee that gives the status to the minister, I think is proper, and then the minister can engage. We will request a full, not a parliamentary report, a full report from the management of the police, and then we can see what is our approach going forward in terms of engaging the Ministry of Public Works and resolve this matter once and for all. But the question shall remain, to whose interest we must continue occupying this particular building. Thank you very much.
Deputy Minister, Honourable Robert Lekarni, the Honourable Mabija, and then Honourable Bailey.
You are not. Thank you, Honourable Chair. I had three questions before the General Stoller intervention. Because the question I had was the question of what should be done, because the problem is what I'm hearing is the public works failing SAPs. So I was going to ask this question, but he answered before I asked what should be done in respect to. I was going to ask, is there capacity in the police currently to be able to handle this particular questions of accommodation with specific requirements like you've raised, or something else will be required for you to have that capacity? Now you spoke about minimum requirement or a specifications. Now, isn't it, General Stoller, the fact that specifications are put out is for compliance? In the event that the specification is not complied with, then the deal or whatever has been agreed becomes defective. It's non-compliant. It's a non-compliant. If it's non-compliant, therefore, you are not bound to continue something that is non-compliant to specification. Why you comply with something that is outside your specification? In other words, you yourself, you are now taking responsibility of whatever goes wrong or something that you are taking over, knowing well that is not meeting prescribed specification that you issued. You have basically, what you have done, you have now said to Public Works, we're now taking over the resource, we're now absolving you from anything that may go wrong as a public works, because we're now taking this over. It's upon our shoulders. So that's the question of why comply with something that is not meeting the specification? Because that's the question. If the building collapses, you have exonerated them. That you as public, as you now said, even if you have not complied with what we issued, we're accepting it anyway. So there's a default problem that you need to address. So the question that the next question I was going to ask, you've already answered it about the failure of public works, that basically the failure in terms of this as a custodian of properties, in this case when it comes to this, and the DM raises that it's a broader issue, then, and I agree it's a broader issue. So is it what I'm hearing, that there is a, of the view of the police, considered view, that there must be a halfway house devolution of certain function with respect to this function to the police, for the police to be able to operate effectively in terms of their discharging their responsibility? Is that what we are hearing? Because I think it's also important to hear it from you, so that when we make our own recommendation in some of these things, even when we speak to Public Works, we can then talk about these issues. So those are the follow-up questions I was going to raise. And the one question that is not been answered, it was this time frame question. Or are we coming to it? Okay. Now let me Deputy Minister, I don't think we can answer that question. If in whose interest that is continuation of SEP staying in that office, even if they don't want, they are forced to stay there. They are basically, and I mean, this is the only strange. These are the department that makes that protect South Africans. In this case, the role has changed. They are forced to take what they've been told to accept in respect of this particular building, dark or blue. For the last 2 years, we've been talking about this thing. And I don't even think this, what we are talking about is going to happen tomorrow. Right? That's why I was saying I'm praying that it would happen. Because it seems to me that Deputy Minister is hitting the nail on the head. He asked the question, on whose interest our continuing to stay there is served. I'm not going to venture to answer that question, but the answer seems to be obvious on that, and that's why I'm going to leave it. The answer seems to be obvious. That is why I'm keen to hear Public Works coming here to talk about the solution on this matter, because they are the one that are deliberately forcing this department to remain in that building. You can do whatever. They are dancing that. Now they're saying condition has improved. You can see where they're going with this building. Is it serving the interest of Public Works? I don't know. But why are they hell-bent, if I borrow the term, that you should continue to stay in that building, irrespective whether their specification has been very clear in the onset from the outset? And I'm sure if they issue out an tender, and they're saying, as Public Works, this is a specification, and company comes without meeting, they cancel it. They say you didn't meet our specification. But why are they letting you take it? Why are they forcing you to remain the general store, irrespective? This is just the irony of the situation, Chair. And I hear that the general, my honorable member here says, this is not the culprit, bring the culprit in. But they have a responsibility. Most serious responsibility, more than SEPs, that of safety, including of the general members of SEPs. So I want to leave it there, Chair, to say this, and I'm happy to see SEPs tomorrow. I mean, not SEPs, Public Works, the DG of that department, should come to the meeting, not someone else that will be the DG. And they must tell us about the specification. Why are they thinking that thing that you issued out is a non-issue for them?
It's Honorable Mabija, did you raise your hand? And then Honorable Mabeli, and then Honorable Mafi, the last one on this topic. Thank you.
I should think my question stands reserved, because now Honorable Matlakane has been saying some things I wanted to say. And secondly, the DM has touched on investigation and whose interest. I feel a bit comfortable because I can see that he's focused, he's going to assist us. So my question stands reserved, hoping that now the train will be moving, crushing whoever is on the way. Thank you.
Right, Honorable Mbele.
Thank you, Chairperson. two questions from my side. The first is, I agree with the general assessment of the colleagues that the locus of this problem is really with DPW. SAPS is operating at arm's length from the core of the issue. But insofar as they do have some role to play, my first question is almost the other side of the same coin that Honorable Ramatlakane's question was the other side of. So he was asking why has SAPS been compliant with non-compliant contracts, so contracts that deviated from the user specs. My question at the other side of the same coin is what has been done in terms of consequence management around DPW's BACs having deviated from those user specs, because there would be a clear black and white case of saying, we asked for this, for these specs, with this motivation, for these clear and logical reasons. You went with this, which violates that. Somebody messed up in that process. So who's going to be held responsible? Whether as members of the BAC or as the accounting officers who approved and authorized it, because this goes back to the same issue that comes up around the time of the AG hearings every year, that consequence management is the weakness when it comes to the public sector. As long as there's no enforcement of accountability, then the same mistakes get repeated over and over again, because it's generally known that there aren't going to be any sanctions for non-compliance or for underperformance. So what has been happening around consequence management? And then if I can ask for the ministry to perhaps have a closer eye on that aspect, enforcing that accountability and that consequence management for these deviations and non-compliance. And then the second question, which has already been largely touched on by the colleagues, because it sounded like what General Stolle was saying, is that there's a more endemic issue in terms of the public works environment with deviations in the, or with procurement deviations. With the example of the X-ray machines, I imagine a large part of the border environment issues we encountered in Mpumalanga, I think it was 2 years ago as well, also have to do with that. So, you know, is it the case from the perspective and experience of the SAPS that there are sections of public works that are, for lack of a better term, and only because it's so in vogue right now, captured by private interests, private sector, or otherwise, which lead to these problems? Thanks, Chair.
Marky?
Thank you, Chairperson. I don't think I'm supposed to be the lawyer of SAPS. But, you see, if you are being blackmailed, it's as good as blackmail. Because SAPS have got to do their job. They must just be there and do their job, whether the building is falling or whatever. And whoever is supposed to deal with that, as General Stolle was saying, doesn't have a clue of operational issues. If the building is like that, we went up the stairs, and when we arrived at the top floor where we held the meeting, we were all tired, and some of us couldn't go up there, members of this committee. I just imagine if the officers in there were called to an emergency, they had It means they had to run, on an operation, they had to run from the last floor through the stairs, and it's just not workable. But the question, as it is being said, it's a policy issue. And we have been talking about this policy issue. It's not workable. Public Works has got to build police stations. They've got to build hospitals. They've got to build army barracks. They've got to build prisons. And it's surprising that the prisoners themselves can build. They go out and build a clinic for the community. They can as well build prisons. It would even be cheaper. Soldiers can build their own barracks. But still, the barracks fall whilst they are staying in the barracks themselves, and their hands are tied. They've got to wait for Public Works. It's just not workable. And I think the question of policy, as the DM said, it's at the ministry level. I think we must just deal with that, so that we deal with this once and for all. I mean, you can't determine anything that you don't know about. That's why it's easy to change the specifications at whatever time you feel like. I should think in the report that we will be sending to the ministry, it must be very clear that at cabinet they must start discussing this very policy that holds people's hands. And they can't, subs can't simply say, no, then we are not staying in here anymore. That's why I'm saying it's a blackmail. They've got to stay in there because they've got a service to provide. And I think I don't know whether it's within our powers to say they must not be paid. Why should they be paid for a building like that one? Why should that happen? I mean, we must look into the rules and regulations, whether they are forced to pay for a building like that one. Maybe it might make Public Works wake up. No more payment until you have solved the problem. Because it's as good as what Honorable Mola said, or it borders with corruption to pay for a dead building. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, members. That's all the input. Let's go to the responses, and then we'll go with the relation to the way forward. Yes, General Sitole.
Yeah, Honorable Chair, thanks very much. I think I'm going to respond the specification related questions, and the general Mgwena will also add on the capacity issue and the devolution. Again, emphasizing on the policy procedure, I think Public Works has got an independent procurement policy, and as they address their process in terms of their procurement policy, there's no provision for intervention of the National Commissioner because he's another DG in another environment. Yes. Now, I wanted to give an example. If, say, for instance, there's an operational requirement and it must happen by virtue of the instruction of the acting National Commissioner, the accounting officer of the police, and it's urgent, and then General Skete raises an issue about procurement dynamics, the accounting officer will then issue an instruction to say, let us find a way to deal with agency within the policy framework, and then so that we will also meet the operational requirement. But with Public Works, they stand rigid on their policy, and they will then decide, this is doesn't meeting the procurement policy, and they chuck it off. That is why. But number two, policy at the present moment does not provide for SAPS to monitor public works, whether public works is working 100% according to the specification, because there's no provision for another DG to monitor another DG that is processed. Now, the DG of Public Works make that decision independent from the National Commission. Then, I don't want to go too high, but security breaches and operational risk management, it stems from the delivery agreement of the Ministry of Police down to the National Commissioner. I don't think the Ministry of Public Works and DG, it's in their delivery agreements to manage operational risks. It only stands with the Ministry of Police. Now, when they apply their procurement administration, the risks that are operational, they are not measured on them. And they will never account on them, so they remain with us. So currently, there's a collusion between the operational policies as well as the procurement policy of public works, which I think need to be cleared. And on the question of consequential management, I think policy is silent presently to say, if, say, for instance, the specification has not been met, I think we have got no mandate to take place against public works. And we have also not seen them being questioned to say, you, as a result of your deviation, you've caused SAPS this damage. And they don't account for it. Finally, I think we've got an example with Presbyterian. We've got a 7 years war with public works. They work independently, they build, and then we've got no way where we say to them, we are deviating from the specification. And one of the biggest examples in Brazil, they put in a different specification of a bulletproof in that particular building. When they started telling us we are done, come and inspect, we discovered they've long deviated from the specification because we are not part and they don't have operational assessment capacity. But to give a clear response to the committee, we reject any deviation from specification from public works. We don't accept it, and especially after we have designed our turnaround on protection and security. Thank you.
General at the back, and then I'll come to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. Thanks, Honourable Members. In terms of a devolution of budget, the Department of Public Works and the Department of Police have entered into an agreement, and they've agreed that only 271 police stations are devolved, where we can maintain and upgrade without public works engagement or without seeking any permission or delegation from public works. Now, what I'm hearing from General Sithole, and taking into account the importance and the prestige of the PSS, if the accounting officer of the department can capacitate the building environment, currently with the capacity that we have at this point in time, it's not going to be possible to accept the devolution unless if we capacitate ourselves, we get more engineers, we get more professionals in the building environment, then we can apply a devolution from public works to the Department of Police so that we can speed up the process, so that we can, like General Skete was indicating, we can advertise on our own, award on our own, and you know, these 5-year periods, 10-year periods, I can guarantee you, Chairman and the members, it will be done away with. All these obstacles shall be removed, but provided we also get capacitation. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. I would just like to say, I think the Deputy Minister was 100%. This is a broad, actually a principal issue. I support 100% what he said, in the sense that the funds are devolved to a department, but the power to decide remains in another entity. And normally the two goes hand in hand, and then you have more of a peer accountability. You have the power to decide, you have the means to achieve, you will account. But the moment I ask, it's like the Honorable Maki is incurring expenditure, but the Honorable Ramatlikane must account. It just doesn't go hand in hand. So normally, I think it's a principle matter that's broader. And when it comes, remember there's four categories. There's your accommodation charges, there's your capital works, and then your rental or your leases environment. When it comes to rental and leases, in the capital works, we still have those 270 devolved. When it comes to leases, nothing is devolved except you give them your demands and your needs. You have the funds, but you pay them in accordance with the arrangements of government. So you have actually very little, and we've had our battles in the past with, in this regard, when it comes to rentals. We can't actually not even approach directly a landlord. It is very dicey. You might go irregular if you do that. Everything via DPW. So I have to support the Deputy Minister. It's a broader issue. It is a policy issue, but it is also how we're functioning. Just a small reminder, GEOMA, Government Immovable Asset Management Act, also plays a role in giving DPW their powers that they have, and whoever is involved in that GEOMA thing as a custodian, whilst the others are users. So I would just have liked to say that. Honourable members, when it comes to time frames, the indication there is the time frames after discussions in terms of the park homes. I've been sitting and looking at it, and I think we just have to get maybe one of our QSs in order to stipulate exactly that time frame and the bill. But it is also going, it might require, if it's DPW's plot, and it might require that we engage. We cannot be just leave it and not say it to you. It might be that we say, we would like to use it. But the fact of the matter is, I think we should pursue this matter. Anyhow, the Free State needs some more accommodation. It is a plot that is very appropriate, close to everything in Bloemfontein. And I think we should pursue this matter in providing park homes. But I would like to have maybe General Matitsa and so forth. I think we must verify with the committee, but I think in 2-3 months is going to be needed. Honorable Chair, actually I wanted to say Honorable Ramatlikane via the Chair. Yes, we also have that, shall I say, a little bit of anxiety about the risk, but the fact of the matter is we will just have to manage it within such a tight time frame, even if we go beyond certain practices, if I may state it like that, because the fact of the matter is we have to get those people out, and it also will depend, I think, if those principles appear before the Portfolio Committee and the necessary urgency might also be conveyed upon them. Thank you.
Right, that's the response from SEPS. Honourable Kani, final point from your side?
No, Chair, let's perhaps agree with the park homes interim arrangement for this 2-3 months. But the flip side of that agreement goes with the agreement that within that 3 months, those officials must be out of that building. If you go and hire them a B&B in Bloemfontein, that's your issue. If you're going to have to find that alternative accommodation, that's what you must do. But within these 3 months, they must be out of that building. They must be somewhere else. So go and find those places somewhere else. There are lots of buildings standing empty down the road. If you drive 45 kilometers out of Bloemfontein, you'll find it. So that's what we would agree in as an interim measures. Can we get some indication that this is what's going to happen?
Mobile, I want to close this matter.
Chair, just a very quick add-on to Honourable Ramatlikane's question is to say that I think dealing with this matter expeditiously and effectively would be one of the instances when, at least speaking for myself, I'm not sure about the committee, we would be willing to overlook or accept or condone any irregular expenditure implications of this, because we're dealing with a substantive matter, and it's important that the department not feel hamstrung by red tape in addressing the substantive issue. So it really is a matter of saying, can we deal with this comprehensively, substantively, effectively, and, you know, as far as is reasonable, at least, you know, bugger the red tape. Thanks, Chair.
Yes, General, at the back. Thank you, Honourable Chair and Honourable Members. I just want to bring to the attention of the committee that the duration that is stated in the 3 months time period, it is possible it might not be achieved. The reason being, we still have to approach Public Works to approve the request to have public park homes placed in that environment. So it is possible it might take another 6 months. I'm just bringing it to the attention. To say it's 3 months, it will be very risky to agree to the 3 months, unless when the two ministries come together and then we plead with them, say, give us immediate approval to occupy the land. Then we can do it immediately. But I know, as far as I've seen, the people are not honest to what they are saying. And then they'll say this tomorrow, they say that. So they might even delay these 3 months that we're talking about, because the delegation, again, to place park homes rests with them. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Now I want to close. Really, members, what's the point?
You know, following your understanding your input just now, did I get you well when you say it is possible, this 3 months is possible if the ministry sits together? Then it means we are not moving. We are saying 3 months because you said it is possible if, because we want those people removed from that building. Because it is obvious the building has got manga business within. So we are not going, we are leading this nation and we are leaders. We are not going to entertain a manga business that is visible. So we are fortunate our DM is here. And I know he will deal with, because he's competent. Let's leave it at 3 months. Thank you.
Let's finalize. Thank you very much, Honourable Members. Thank you, General Motiba, and your team for coming, and also to the Deputy Minister. I think we reiterate our views that those members must move as soon as possible. I mean, we acknowledge the fact that policy-wise, of course, there needs to be a better or a much more in-depth session on the issue, and we'll do that. But I think the missing link, and that's why we next week must have the DG of Public Works. Let's deal with the matter with the relevant accounting officers. We've dealt now with police. We reiterate there must be a movement. They must look at alternatives, whether it's within the cluster. If that's not possible, the park homes, but it must happen as soon as possible. But let's have then the engagement next week with Public Works, with the DG, during our Wednesday meeting. We'll find some time just on that issue to get the necessary commitments from them. But again, this is a matter, and like many other matters within the building environment, we need SAPs to be much more proactive dealing with the issues, not leave it. I know they're not monitoring. They can't monitor other DGs. They're not DPME. I know that. But I mean, if there can be a task team between DPCI and Public Works to deal with their building environment, why wasn't it applied in this case? So there's a lot of cooperation that can take the matter forward. But let's deal with the DG of Public Works next week so that we finalize the discussions among the officials, and then we will then graduate to the elected members of the executive if we don't find joy. So let's do that, colleagues. That's then our approach to deal with this matter, but we need to finalize it. In the end, it's not about the Bloemfontein VRP issue. It's about the principle. If we are not prepared to look after our members, people are going to leave SAPS. Your most experienced people are going to leave in droves. So you need to ensure that those people's environment is suitable for them to operate at the maximum level. That's what we want to see. So thank you very much. And maybe anything finally from you, Acting National Commissioner?
Thanks, Honourable Chairperson. We took note of the comments by the committee. We are really going to work also very much hard, engaging Public Works Department. I also want to echo the comments of my colleagues that I'm happy that our Deputy Minister is here. But we'll still give the Deputy Minister broad presentation on this issue. Chairperson, this is not the only issue where we're at loggerheads with Public Works, and I want to be upfront because we might come back again here, Honourable Chairperson and Honourable Deputy Minister. This is not the only building where we are at loggerheads. On a daily basis, we are engaging Public Works, and it's not only the Free State Province, Honourable Chairperson. It's all the provinces, including head office. And we'll brief the Deputy Minister as well as the Minister on this issue. Thanks a lot, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, General Mutiba. So thank you very much, members. Thank you, SAPS. The meeting is closed.